first of all, I just want to thank you all for a wonderful conference. My husband and I have just really enjoyed getting to know many of you, and just your warm friendliness and your hospitality to us has really been a blessing. And I really enjoyed being able to go shopping in the missionary closet, and thank you for all those items that we're going to be able to greatly use. But I just want to share a little bit of what the Lord's done in my life. At the age of 12, I surrendered to do whatever the Lord wanted me to do. But I had never heard of Niger, West Africa at that time. In fact, I had never heard of it until Brenson was going to go and take an internship there. He was going to go for 2 months, and we were engaged at the time. And I thought, well, you know, that's okay. That's fine. He can go there. Africa sounds kind of exciting. But when he came back and began to tell me about Niger and show me the pictures, all I could think of was, oh, what a horrible place to live. The desert, the Muslims, the diseases, the heat, I just didn't think that it sounded very appealing. And then he said, but I'm not really sure that that's where God wants us. And deep down inside, I was like, oh, phew, good, yeah. I'm sure that's not what the Lord has for us either. And but about 3 weeks after he came back from that trip, we were married and began to pray very fervently about what the Lord wanted us to do. And we would hear of different ministries, different opportunities, and we would pray. Even our home pastor had us praying about Italy. But it always seemed to come back to Niger. And we would talk about it, and one of us would say, if we don't go, who's going to go? Who even knows that place exists, and the Tuaregs are even out there? But then we would say, well, no, we can't go just because no one else is or just because there's a need. We have to know that God wants us there. And so we would continue to pray. And I'll never forget, in February of 2008, Brenson was at Ambassador at the time. He was in his senior year, and he came home from chapel that day. He walked in the door, and he said, Joanna, God's called us to Niger. And I was like, what? Are you sure? You know, maybe this is just an emotional thing. Maybe this is just, you know, something you've been thinking too much about. And he said, no, as sure as I know that I'm saved, I know God has called us to Niger. And so we got down and we prayed that day. And then later on, Brenson left for work. And I had to get alone with the Lord, and I had to be very honest. And I said, Lord, I told you I would go anywhere. But quite frankly, I don't want to go to Niger. But I want you to change my heart. Lord, here are my desires. Here's my heart. I want to want your will. And you know, through the following week and the following months, the Lord really did. He began to work in my heart and began to change my desires and give me a desire to go to Niger and to minister among those people. And gave me a very distinct burden, especially for those women and the children that are there. And one day as I was contemplating what the Lord had done in my heart and the fact that I actually wanted to go to Niger now, and I was just praying, I said, Lord, am I crazy? Is this something that I brought up in my head, that I've made myself want this? And he said, remember Philippians 2 and verse 13, which says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God gives the desire and the ability to go and do exactly what he wants us to do. And I'm so thankful for the Lord's work in my heart. And later on that year, October of 2008, we took a survey trip, and the Lord just confirmed it in my heart. This is it. This is your place of ministry. And I'm really excited to see what the Lord has for us in Niger and among the Tuareg people. And you know, perhaps the greatest comfort to me as we contemplate leaving in December is in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. And it says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, as I think about that verse, I think about the fact that the same Lord that brought me through my growing up years, brought me through Bible college, brought us through deputation and provided so wonderfully for us, is the same Lord that will walk with us through French school, through Tamashic classes, and through ministering there to the Tuaregs in the Sahara. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord is going with us, and that we really have nothing to fear. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers and let you know we really appreciate your godliness and your desire to see us go forward for the cause of Christ.